this Senate, both Republicans and Democrats, have for 2 years stood behind the push to upgrade the one-call system here in Pennsylvania. Bipartisan support has kept this issue on the agenda and put us in position to finally succeed in improving community safety through better compliance and better enforcement of pipeline safety. The advantages of reauthorizing this successful law, as well as extending its reach to raise the level of community protection, are apparent. We're moving this through till 2024. We are adding Class 1 gathering lines for unconventional drilling. Those in the Marcellus Shale industry will know that, and those living in the Marcellus Shale area. We are also transferring authority for the enforcement from Labor and Industry to the Public Utility Commission and their Gas Safety Division. And we're also creating a Damage Prevention Committee. No major piece of legislation is a straight-line progression, as we all know, and this bill has been no exception. Extended negotiations with constructive give and take have produced amendments that will address concerns about the impact this law would have on conventional well operators in western Pennsylvania. There now is an agreement on what we intend to have happen and how to practically carry that out. There have been a lot of hands involved in shaping and generating momentum for this measure, but advocacy and resolve at the Public Utility Commission has been central. And I do want to acknowledge the staff as well as Commissioner John Coleman, who has been instrumental in bringing about action on these important issues. And while some are not supportive of the exceptions that we've added, we certainly understand and recognize that this is a compromise and one that we think will improve and enhance public safety. So I want to recognize Pennsylvania One Call, their staff, Pioga, the PA Grade Crude Association, my colleagues from Western Pennsylvania who had raised several issues about this, Senators Bartolotta, Hutchison, Scarnati, and Ward, as well as the utilities and the contractors and our first responders. So this bill is a substantial improvement. It's building upon a solid law that we have, and it will provide responsible and reasonable action.